AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. Baltimore police are providing more details about the mysterious death of a young black man in their custody. The deputy police commissioner says 25-year-old Freddie Gray should have received medical attention when he was first arrested. But the police commissioner says Gray was okay when he was put into a police van.
He's able to talk. He's able to move. He's able to stand on his left foot. I'm told that he was able to enter the van at that point in time. We see Mr. Gray through video, again, or a camera by another citizen getting out one block around the corner. They're able to put the leg shackles on him. He's able to move. He's able to talk.
But when the van made a second stop, Anthony Botts, the police commissioner says an officer found Gray on the floor of the van.
We have another officer that comes up to witness Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray is talking there. They pick him up off the floor and place him on the seat at that time. He says he needs a medic.
By the time the police van arrived at the precinct, Gray wasn't breathing and was transported to a hospital where he lapsed into a coma and died a week later. 15 buffaloes that escaped from a farm were intentionally shot and killed today after they thundered past a group of police, crossed a major highway, and ended up near some schools in Kuiesmann, New York, about 10 miles south of Albany, the capital. Livestock specialist Thomas Gallagher says the animals had to be put down.
If they are spooked, they will start to run, and if they were running through somebody's backyard and there were kids, anything like that could happen. Because once they're spooked, they'll just keep going. And they're very powerful animals. They'll go right through fences. They'll go through walls of some of the buildings sometimes.
Jurors in Orlando, Florida have just convicted the last three defendants of manslaughter in the hazing death of a Florida A&M drum major 3 years ago. This is AP Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a nationwide alert, all because of a rise in cases of hepatitis C and an HIV outbreak.
The CDC is warning a hepatitis C epidemic and a rise in intravenous drug use could spark new HIV outbreaks. In Scott County in southern Indiana, the number of positive HIV tests so far this year has jumped to 142. There were just three HIV cases there between 2009 and 2013. Health departments around the country are being urged to take steps to identify and track HIV and hepatitis C cases in an effort to prevent similar outbreaks. Health officials say high rates of hepatitis C are key indicators of needle sharing. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks rose on tech earnings today, NASDAQ gaining another 36 points and adding to its already record close. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.